Hey everyone, Steve Adubato. This is Lessons in Leadership. That is Mary Gamba, and we kick off the program with our good friend and partner, Paul DeMayo, President and CEO, Delta Dental of New Jersey. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Steve. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. Hello. How you doing, Mary?
Doing good.
Great. Hey, Mary and I were talking about this behind your back. She said, it's the 40th anniversary of the Delta Dental of New Jersey Foundation. That's a big deal. Tell folks what the foundation is and the great organizations you support, Paul.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I love talking about the foundation, Steve. Thanks. Well, yes, like you said, we're celebrating our 40th year of giving. We've given over $30 million to causes that are really designed to provide access, education, and treatment to underserved populations in New Jersey and more recently in Connecticut.
So the foundation is created by Delta Dental of New Jersey, funded entirely by us. We don't have any outside funding. It's made up of a board, President Carol Russo, and our chairwoman, Dr. Risa Gallucci. The board works very diligently to receive grant applications, and then we award those applications based on merit, based on the quality of the program, based on the value and impact that they will have in our community. So it's been an amazing journey for the foundation. And we're part of a network of foundations that are all part of the Delta Dental community throughout the country. So overall, we'll probably, I don't think there's any question that we are the largest philanthropic organization giving to oral health care, where we buy in all of those, probably to $70 million or so. But here and locally, you know, we've given $5 million just over the last 2 years for workforce grants. Foundation primarily focuses on supporting veterans, supporting children, those with disabilities, the elderly, and recently focused on pregnant moms.
That is awesome. By the way, before Mary jumps in, describe Delta Dental of New Jersey, what services you provide and who you provided for those who haven't seen. By the way, previous interviews with Paul and other partners that Delta Dental is with that we have featured, go on our website to find those interviews. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, well, thanks. Now, Delta Dental New Jersey, Delta Dental of Connecticut. We are a leading dental insurance provider in the state.
We have well over 2 million members. We've been active for over 55 years or 56 years or so. You know, we're well embedded within our communities. We have about 300 employees, most of which are located here in New Jersey and some in Connecticut.
Great stuff. Jump in, Mary.
Yeah, Paul, you had mentioned, you touched very briefly on the services that especially the foundation is helping our veterans. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the Smiles for Our Heroes program. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What are these unique services that veterans need, and how are you helping through the foundation, especially to make sure that we are truly taking care of our veterans? Steve and I often say, it's really great to say thank you for your service. That's one thing. And I know my dad is an Army veteran. He loves hearing it as well. But what more are you doing in terms of the dental care for our veterans through the Smiles for Our Heroes program?
Yeah, well, generally we support veterans in various causes and various awards of grants to different entities. But this specific one with Sioux Falls Health, which is a great partner of ours, at their West Orange campus on June 13th, we have our Smiles for Our Heroes program, where veterans can come for free. It's a whole day of entertainment, food, but most importantly, they receive free dental care on that day. And going forward, if there's treatment that is required that takes more than one day, they will get treatment for free for those procedures. So it's a great event. Some, you know, 75 to 100 veterans are expected to take part in it. And we love it. We've done it for several years now with Sioux Falls, and it's been a great success.
The other organization, beyond all the great work that's being done to support veterans, is something I've been honored to be a small part of, that Paul and his team have allowed me to be a part of, is the annual Delta Dental golf outing that supports Special Olympics of New Jersey. Every year is special. This past year that we did it, the Special Olympic athletes, particularly one of the athletes who spoke, and his mom was there, and he spoke about his journey. I think he's a swimmer and he does a whole bunch of other things.
Thomas Schaaf.
Thank you. Why is it so important that Delta Dental's tied to and supports Special Olympics of New Jersey?
Well, it's kind of what we're all about. We have the philosophy, do well, do good. And there's no better cause than Special Olympics play, honestly. You will see the joy on the face of athletes. You hear the stories, particularly that you referenced, Thomas, that the pain bleeds in all the time. You couldn't tell. He's highly motivated, highly engaged, actually enjoys life, enjoys doing the sports through Special Olympics. So that we're able to provide that kind of experience for folks like Thomas is just so rewarding for us. It's a day we often say, if you ever want to feel good about working here, that's the day that really drives it home. It was a great event at Fair North Country Club. Our team, Randy Stoddard, our chief marketing officer,
Great.
he was Steve, your emceeing the event was really wonderful, well received, and we raised over $134 million. So it was awesome.
Real quick before Mary jumps back in, culture. To what degree do you believe as CEO, as part of our, we've talked about lessons in leadership, you've been with us several times. To what degree do you believe your the way you lead, the way you communicate, the way you engage your team members impacts the culture of Delta Dental of New Jersey?
Well, I think quite frankly, I'm just fulfilling what others that came before me have done and have modeled. Our associates have always been very involved in our communities. You can't have it a week here without a cause that we are raising money for or volunteering for thousands of hours a year. We have a special day where people just take off UFA and go volunteer at any number of charities. So my role is to really foster that, is to hopefully exemplify the qualities that we have. And again, it's really standing on the shoulders of those folks that came before us. I do think it's important that we serve those that came before us and honor their out of their legacy and their contributions, because that's what's going to help hopefully going forward those folks that replace me will do the same. And that's what we really try to provide here.
Jump back in, Mary.
Yeah, Paul, talk a little bit more about partnerships, especially as you're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Delta Dental of New Jersey Foundation. As you look toward the future for the next decade, talk about the importance of those partnerships, the foundation partners with organizations, nonprofits, also some community colleges. I know we've had them on in the past talking about that. How critical are those partnerships to leading the mission of the foundation in the next 40 years as you look toward the future?
Yeah, well, they're the lifeblood. Without them, we can't do what we do. A lot of our participation is frankly funding. So we have to find and partner with great entities that want to do the types of work that we're interested in and that will be consistent with our mission. Kinder Smile, County College of Morris, as you mentioned, Matheny. We support Rutgers and UConn in their efforts to provide access to oral care. And any number of other educational and charitable institutions, dozens and dozens of them. So without them, we don't have the impact we had. So we're always looking for more, frankly, and to go deeper with the ones we have, because my goal in my role is to increase the impact of the foundation severalfold before I.
All to that point, I want to thank you for being partners with us, to not just being partners, but supporting the work that we do as a not-for-profit organization, as well as lessons in leadership. We look forward to our work together in the future. Paul, to you and your team at Delta Dental New Jersey, thank you. Important
Thank
work.
you. Thank you both. Thanks for having me on. Great talking to you. Take care.
Always stay with us. We'll be right back. This edition of Lessons in Leadership is made possible by the Bucino Leadership Institute at Seton Hall University, Prager Metis, Valley Bank, the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 825, NJ Transit, the North Ward Center, O'Toole Scrivo, Gingoli Construction, the New Jersey Sharing Network, Delta Dental of New Jersey, The Helix, Fedway Associates Inc., the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Choose New Jersey, and Seton Hall University, inspiring great minds to greater purpose since 1856.
This is Mary Gamba. If you want more leadership tips and tools, log on to stand-deliver.com. That's stand-deliver.com.
Promotional support for this edition of Lessons in Leadership with me, Steve Adubato, and my colleague, Mary Gamba, has been provided by NJ.com, NJBIA and New Jersey Business Magazine, CIANJ and Commerce Magazine, and the Meadowlands Chamber and Meadowlands Media.
A dream is just a dream until your ambition ignites it. Pursuing your legacy takes drive, resilience, and a financial partner who not only sees your vision for your future, but who will go all in with you and focus your ambitions for what you hunger to achieve next.
All right, folks, this is it. Everybody who loves anything that has to do with Italian-American culture, food, fun, you don't even have to be Italian-American to appreciate this. It just happens to be. My three good friends are with us who happen to be part of a brotherhood of Italian-American guys that love each other, which to a lot of people makes no sense, Joe Murillo. Let's introduce Vito Cucci, Barry Murillo, Joe Murillo, their partners at Caterers in the Park. Nanina's in the Park, the Park Savoy, Park Chateau and Gardens, and Chateau Grand Hotel. Hey, boys, how we doing? Vito, we good?
Hello, Steven.
Good, baby.
Vito, do me a favor. Put your finger up again. You had a beautiful ring. I want to see that again.
Yeah, let's get a close-up.
Vito Cucci.
My initials, V-T.
That's Italian, Steve.
Steve, can you guess the middle initial? It's a D, but what is the name? Come on, let's have a contest.
V-C-D?
Yes.
Vito Cucci, the D you mean?
Yes, what's the D stand for? Come on.
It's 100 not David.
$100 if you can
Dante.
Get
it. Dante.
You got two more shots.
Joe, do you know?
Dominic.
Oh, nope. Dominic.
Nope.
If I was the guest, I would say Dick.
It's Dario.
What is it?
It's Dario. Oh,
Dario. Okay, listen.
I hope we're editing this.
I thought Dick was pretty good.
By the way, let me just close a couple of things. This is a brotherhood. This is a friendship that goes back a long way. By a little history here, Barry, Joe came in a little bit later to the business. You and Vito have known each other for how long?
Oh God, since fourth grade. So
been together since.
And when did the business start? Because did the business start at Nanina's in the Park?
No.
The business started actually at above a King's Court Health Club that we took over, a facility that was not only a event-driven room, but there was also a nightclub. We were called Crystals at the time, and that's when me, Joe, and Vito first got together as a team. Me and Joe were partners earlier in just a nightclub. And then Vito joined us in 1992 or 3.
So hold on, Joe, I'm wrong. You didn't, even though Barry and Vito go all the way back to fourth grade, you were there from the beginning, but you were a kid. Joe, you were really young getting into the business, no?
Well, we opened our first nightclub when I was 24.
Okay.
1989, called The Hop.
The Hop.
December 6, 1989, that was our first entertainment venture.
That was Joe and Barry, by the way.
That was just me and Barry.
Right.
And then let me ask you this, because people, again, we'll put up the website for people to find out more. Nanina's in the Park happens when, Vito?
2002.
Describe, and again, we're showing pictures as we're doing this. We're going to describe each place. Describe Nanina's in the Park, which, let me disclose, our family has had so many events there, births, celebrations, graduations, repasses. Describe Nonina's in the Park, Vito.
It's a beautiful Tuscan villa, beautiful gardens. We just completed, I guess, I don't know if it's just been over a little bit over the year. We have a beautiful Tuscan chapel situated on a hill. And then you come out of the chapel, you come down, you go over the river, you go on a walkway bridge. It's just amazing. And it's on the cusp of Branch Brook Park. You know, you're surrounded by cherry blossoms. It's amazing.
It's spectacular. And Barry, jump in here. Let's talk a little bit about Park Savoy. We'll talk about the chateau in a moment, which so many famous big events happen. But also, let's talk about the Park Savoy, Barry. Go ahead.
Okay, so Park Savoy was something. Joey went to a wedding there, and he loved the property. Joey being Joey, non-resilient, he called the owner. And the owner says, this is not for sale. He called again 6 months later. He says, this is not for sale. Called again a year and a half later. It's not for sale. Joey loved the grounds. He says, this place is a diamond in the rough. He says, we have to get this place. The grounds behind it is a country. It was a country club setting with a golf club in the back. And he says, all we have to do is remodel, knock the ballroom down, make this our what we do to it, and there'll be nothing like it. So finally, 2 years go by, he called Alan Weinstein, who was the owner, and said, listen, we want to make a deal. He goes, well, like I said, everything's for sale. So we sat with him, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Joey's persistence made us all very happy.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you something. Again, we've talked about business. We've talked about family. And with these three guys, it is family. And we'll talk about kids that are also the next generation in a moment. Joe, where did your tenacity and your sense of being an entrepreneur come from?
That's a great
question. Barry.
That's a great question. So my father started out in the automotive business, and I always wanted to own that business. So eventually I did own that business, but I learned business through very simple principles from my father. And he also taught me how to get up every day and work hard. He gave me three simple principles: get up every day, work hard; two, be honest; and three, give service, service, service. And I think the service, service, service gives you that tenacity and the hunger to succeed and thrive. Honestly, I think some people are born with it, and I think it was something that you can't really teach that drive, but I'm, you know, every day I wake up, I'm pretty motivated.
I think, Barry, I think it had something to do with his IQ.
I agree, Vito. Yeah. And Nikki, I think that Nikki would have been a great partner, so we would have six places right now.
Yeah. By the way, guys, you mind if I do this? In our house, and people are like, look at Otto hawking this stuff. Nonina's, there's a whole bunch of products we can talk about, but this is Nonina's tomato and basil. This is tremendous, this sauce. This is the vodka sauce, right?
Good stuff.
And this is the marinara sauce. Vito.
Yes, sir.
Whose idea was it? Talk about expansion, diversification. Whose idea was it to go beyond? By the way, we'll talk about the Park Chateau Estate and the Grand Hotel in a second. Whose idea was it to expand this way?
Well, we took over Nonina's, as you know, like you said, your family did all special occasions there. You could walk in at the time. You were a party of 12. In essence, it was an a la carte restaurant. When we took over, we kind of transformed it into just a catering venue. So people were very, very upset that they couldn't walk in. The only way they could have Nonina's sauce was if they came and they were invited to an event. They no longer could come and just have dinner. So what happened at the time, we had a gentleman, his name was John Buzza, and he was an adjunct professor at Monmouth University. He had come to us and said, hey, listen, I'm getting so many people telling me, I missed the sauce. How can I get the sauce? Blah, blah, blah. He said, I'm teaching an entrepreneurial class at Monmouth University, and I want to give the kids a class project to not only be book smart and read how to get a product to market through a book. I want them to actually have to go through all the steps to get a product made and into the stores. So that's
Is that this?
That's that. Right there from Monmouth University.
Well, actually, Steve, the sauce created was the marinara.
So they did the marinara first.
It's Chef Vincenzo's recipe, but they did the bottling, right? They did the
labeling. They did everything. They
the labeling from the market. From the market. They brought it to market.
Yep.
Joe, Barry, do this for us. The Park Chateau Estate and Gardens and the Chateau Grand Hotel, which is attached, it's spectacular. Again, we're showing more pictures as we talk. Barry, describe it, because this is a massive project. It was years in the making. Talk about it, Barry.
Vito got a call about this property. And he was very excited to go look at it. So the three of us were together, and he said, this place, this East Brunswick Chateau, it's for sale, and it doesn't seem too crazy. You go, let's go look at it. Joey goes, I'm not wasting my time. It's in East Brunswick. It's not, and it's the first one that Joey wasn't really keen on.
Really?
It's in East Brunswick. I've never heard of East Brunswick when we lived in.
Because it's in East Brunswick. Who the hell's going to go there? So me and Vito, I said, Vito, I'll go with you. Well, Vito loved the property. It was a mess. It was nothing that you would really think would turn out the way it did. And I also loved the property. It was 15 acres, and the vision was there. So we came back and said, Joe, you really have to go look at this property. We know we did with Park Savoy. We know where Donita's was and how we reformed that. Come and see how we could reform this. This could be more special than anything we've ever done. So Joey did come. He did like the property. And there we go. Here we are with Vito, the designer and paintbrush, we call him. And Joey and me and all our ideas put together. And this is what we came up with. One of the best places, not only in the Jersey area.
In the country.
The tri-state area and beyond.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you something. Since Barry just laid that out, we have a couple few minutes left. How the heck do the three of you, three type A strong personalities, how the heck do you collaborate and come to an agreement when you have very strong views like Barry just laid out? Like, you were like, no, I don't want to do this.
We don't take it personal, and you have to have two votes no matter what. And two votes, well, we usually agree on everything. But if we don't, we have to have two votes out of the three.
Yeah,
and you would think it would be me and Barry against Vito, but it never works out that way.
Never does. By the way, Vito and Barry, I don't want to disclose too much. We have a party coming up for the two of you, do we not?
No, that's what
we do not, Steve, and I like to pass and go to the next subject.
Nobody would even believe it, Barry. So hold on, you ready for this? Then do this for us, Vito, the next generation, because the way the three of you guys have collaborated, it's a lesson in leadership, it's a lesson in entrepreneurship, it's a lesson in partnership and coming together. But there's a whole next generation. You got a couple minutes left. Vito, talk about that.
Yep, let's talk about it. Barry's three sons, Dominic, Vinny, who are twins, and Anthony are involved, and they're fantastic. My son, Joe, Pucci are involved, and it's just amazing. They're incredible. They're really taken off, from what I was always worried. I got to admit, Barry and Joe will tell you, you know, how next generation, what happens to the next generation. You know, there's no guarantees. Just because myself, Barry and Joe got along together and were, you know, very productive, there's no guarantees the next generation it's going to happen. But they've slid right into it, and they operate exactly the way we do. Fantastic. It's so good.
And Natalia is also involved with social media and
right, exactly. I only think of the boys that are here day in and day out, but we have Natalia as well, Joey's daughter.
Absolutely. Real quick, Joe, what's it like for you to see the legacy continue with the next generation? How much pride for you?
They're very driven, and to see them motivated and getting up every day and having the same drive and focus that we've had, it's really rewarding. And we know that, you know, when it's time to pass over the torch, they're going to take this to another level, or at least keep it at this high level.
Got a minute left, Barry. Final word from Barry Murillo, who's ignoring a big event coming up in his life. All of us, when it comes, they're going to ignore it. That's okay. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we won't ignore it that day. I'll celebrate with you, my friend.
By the way, how much fun? I know people are going to think, like, this is the craziest segment. How much fun do we have when we are together and it's just us together? No restrictions. And if someone doesn't have a sense of humor, Barry, can they be with us?
Well, they need a sense of humor, and they also need thick skin. It comes with the territory, but I can tell you, there's laughter, there's love, and that room, there's nothing better than the friendship that we bring together with each other. And us as partners, when Joey said service, 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 honest, 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 that's what we have. We love each other. We believe in each other, and it's the most honest team that you could ever have. And that's why this partnership is 30 years.
Yeah, you want to talk about lessons in leadership. This is it right here. Yes, it seemed a little chaotic at times. That's what happens when you get your brothers and your friends together. But it works. To Barry, to Vito, and they call you Joey. He's Joe. He's not a kid anymore.
Joey.
Joey, listen, I love you guys. You're the best. We'll see you soon. God bless.
I love you, brother.
I love you.
I'm Steve Adubato. By the way, I think Mary Gamba still works here. I'm not sure. We'll see you next time. This edition of Lessons in Leadership is made possible by the Buccino Leadership Institute at Seton Hall University, Prager Metis, Valley Bank, the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 825, NJ Transit, the North Ward Center, O'Toole Scrivo, Gingoli Construction, the New Jersey Sharing Network, Delta Dental of New Jersey, The Helix, Fedway Associates, Inc., the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Choose New Jersey, and Seton Hall University, inspiring great minds to greater purpose since 1856.
This is Mary Gamba. If you want more leadership tips and tools, log on to stand-deliver.com. That's stand-deliver.com.
Promotional support for this edition of Lessons in Leadership with me, Steve Adubato, and my colleague, Mary Gamba, has been provided by NJ.com, NJBIA and New Jersey Business Magazine, CIANJ and Commerce Magazine, and the Meadowlands Chamber and Meadowlands Media.
A dream is just a dream. Until your ambition ignites it. Pursuing your legacy takes drive, resilience, and a financial partner who not only sees your vision for your future, but who will go all in with you
and focus your ambitions for what you hunger to achieve next.